KB2HXS.
KO4HKX.
Nick, how are you?
Sit on this beautiful Tuesday morning. How about yourself?
Let's see if I can get this right. Finer than a frog's hair split three ways.
Rubbing off on you. You're starting to pick it up.
That's right. I'm starting my day at a customer's house over here, do a quick clean up, then I'm going to run up to Spartanburg and then see what happens the rest of the day.
Caused a lot of AC where you're not having to work on it. You're inside enjoying it.
Fortunately, that it has not been the case. The last couple of days, my phone has been ringing off the hook. I'm having a heck of a time catching up and getting to things I've got to push off because, you know, anyway. Well, you know, you understand.
I understand. It's that time of year, and this is the first real hot spell that they've got exercise this year, so they're finding the weakness.
What I try and explain to people is get the AC cleaned up before the heat hits, because there's no guarantees I'll be able to get there the same day or the next day, because I'm getting, like, emergency calls everywhere. You know, it's down, it's down, it's down. So it's just like, you know, I can't just stop and, oh, sorry, you know, can't help you today.
The, just like with their cars, preventive maintenance, yeah, you're lucky if they do an oil change. And I think that's all it involves. Sorry, but it involves a lot more than that.
I know, you know, I tell people the same thing. I said, you know, don't wait till the last minute. You know, I tell people, call me either spring or fall, but not in the dead of winter and not in the dead of summer, because this is, you know, I can only do so much. I can only stretch myself out so much.
Well, Dave, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm going to have to deal with some traffic issues. I got somebody that wants to unload cars in the middle of the road instead of getting out of the road. But good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a good day and it's a productive day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good day, my friend. We will catch you again. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. See ya.
QHV. Hey, Dave, did I catch that right? Are you, well, what was your station sign again there? Sorry, bud.
Oh, that's okay. It is... This is Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, KB2HXS. And yes, I'm an HVAC guy.
Are you an HVAC guy? No, I'm just kidding. We've talked before. I don't know if you may or may not remember. I just wanted to make sure I had it right, KB2HXS, Dave. Man, I got a good story about some HVAC for you if you're interested.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be at a customer's house here in about 1 minute. So you got that much time to tell the story.
All right. I'll cut it short for you. A couple of years ago, I just bought this house, and I called. We were having some issues when it got hot, you know, just like everybody's. You wait till it gets hot, call the HVAC guy. HVAC guy shows up. He's like, hey, man, you know, I don't find any problems wrong with your system here, but it looks like it's never been cleaned. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get on top of that. So, he left, and I got the correct stuff. He advised me on what to purchase. I think it was Purple Power, and I got to work on that, got the outside coil all clean. And there's one under the house in my crawl space. I think that's the exchange, and I crawled up under the house there and started taking that joker apart. And lo and behold, I found the problem. Some little furry rat had decided to build a nest in between the A-frame of those two coils there, obstructing most of the flow. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that up here a lot. You know, if you get any kind of gap in, you know, where you know, these little rodents can get into the ductwork, oh, yeah, they'll make a mess of things. Absolutely. But the outside coils are very, you know, they're very... very important to keep that airflow on the outside coils. That's where your efficiency is.
The advice, I just, you know, as a homeowner here, first time ever experiencing stuff like that, when I pulled that panel off, I was like, oh, there's another panel. So I went to pull off that service panel, allows you access to the interior between the coils, and man, when I pulled that panel off, it was nothing but rodent nest.
Yeah, and just gotta be careful what you're touching in there. Make sure you know you kill the high voltage. you reach into something, you'll get whacked. You come out with curly hair.
No, curly.
Or you come out with straight hair, whatever. Just be careful with the high voltage.
Well, I've got the straight hair, so I'll probably come out with curly hair.
Careful. Just be careful.
For the main.
Anyway, I'm pulling up to my customers. Let me get out of here. And I'm sorry, I did not retain your call sign either. Anyway, 73 for now. KB2HX has to be out of here.
Sounds good, Dave. No, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. I'm Nick, and I'm over in Pendleton. Hope you have a wonderful day, man.
Oh, I was down in Pendleton yesterday. Wow, I could have... Wait, where are you in Pendleton?
I'm just out of downtown on a street called Mi Casa.
I forgot what the name of the street it was, but I was out there taking care of a unit that my partner and I put in for a young lady out there. But yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. You're out in Pendleton. I like it out there. It's just one heck of a ride to get out there.
Pretty far away from where you guys mostly hang out.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, you have a good day. KB2HXS is gone.
Q4QHV, and I'll be hanging around for a little bit for monitoring.